This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Officials in Miami-Dade County have told family members of people missing in the rubble of a collapsed condominium building that rescue workers plan to demolish the remainder of the building on Sunday. Worries have intensified over the past week that the damaged structure could come tumbling down on its own. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said removing it will actually help rescue workers.
That will allow our rescue workers to pour all over the entire site without fear of any danger from falling debris or falling buildings.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Saturday that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to tropical storm force as it raced toward Haiti and the Dominican Republic Saturday, but it still threatened to unleash flooding and landslides before taking aim at Cuba and Florida. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Latto says Elsa has fallen back to a tropical storm as it heads to Cuba and then Florida.
It's going to be approaching Cuba sometime tomorrow and crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday. And at that point, it'll be approaching somewhere maybe towards the Florida Keys, going into during the day on Monday.
The storm had maximum sustained winds of 110 kilometers per hour. It had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday, but weakened during its approach to Hispaniola and Cuba, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is VOA News. Government airstrikes and artillery fire in Syria's last rebel enclave have killed at least 8 people, many of them children, and destroyed a civil defense center and a water station. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Men running for their lives as shelling strikes an area in southern Idlib. One white helmet first responder, also known as the Syria Civil Defense, tells everyone to get out of their homes and flee as the shelling continues. The shelling has been concentrated in southern Idlib province. Many homes were transformed into rubble as overnight shelling hit the home of Supi El Asi, a health center administrator, killing him, his wife, and 3 of his children in their sleep. Shelling also struck the home of a volunteer for the White Helmets, killing his 2 children. In a nearby village, another child was killed and several others from the same family were wounded, according to the White Helmets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was followed by airstrikes by suspected Russian warplanes that hit areas west of Idlib city. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Vatican judge on Saturday ordered 10 people, including Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, to stand trial for alleged financial crimes, including embezzlement, money laundering, fraud, extortion, and abuse of office. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Pope Francis fired Becciu last year, who has maintained his innocence during a 2-year investigation. He has become the highest-ranking Vatican-based church official to be indicted for alleged financial crimes. As per church law, the Pope personally approved the judge's decision to investigate and indict Becciu. The charges against him include embezzlement and abuse of office. Italian brokers Gianluigi Torsi and Raffaele Mincione were indicted on charges of embezzlement, fraud and money laundering. Torsi, for whom Italian magistrates issued an arrest warrant in April, was also charged with extortion. Both have denied wrongdoing.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Iranian state media reported Saturday that the deputy head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, is to visit Iran for routine matters and no talks are planned. The state news agency IRNA quoted Iran's envoy Kazem Gharibabadi as saying that Massimo Aparo would visit Iran this week in line with routine safeguard activities and within the framework of a comprehensive safeguards accord. Last month, the IAEA demanded an immediate response from Tehran on whether it would extend a monitoring agreement that had expired. Iran said this week that it was yet to decide on whether to extend that deal. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.